Redemption's Quest, The Holy Grail, Book 1, The Sacrifice, Chapter 8, The Final Battle. The heroes of Camelot prepare for the final confrontation with the dark forces. Evil has laid siege to the kingdom, but the Camelot knights are determined to protect the Grail at all costs.
"Ready your weapons," said Galahad. "This will be our final stand."
And Faustus, who had donned armor and entered the fray, said,
"We fight for the light. We fight for Camelot. We fight for good things."
Selene brought her magical skills. She said confidently,
"We will prevail. The Grail's power is with us now."
The battlefield was shrouded in a mist of uncertainty and fear. The knights of Camelot stood shoulder to shoulder, their armor glinting under the dim light of the setting sun. Ahead, the dark sorcerers gathered with their minions, their chants filling the air with a palpable sense of dread. Sir Galahad was joined by King Arthur, for the king knew that everything was riding on this battle, as well as other knights, such as Sir Kay, Percival, Bedivere, Bors, Gawain, and many others. Galahad raised his sword above his head.
"This is our moment. We fight not just for ourselves, but for the legacy of the kingdom and the Grail."
As Galahad led the charge, the ground trembled under the weight of their determination. Faustus, standing side by side with Selene, invoked ancient protective spells, his hands weaving through the air with practiced precision. Meanwhile, Selene hurled bolts of spells and magic at the opposition, hoping to upset them. But it had little effect.
"This ends now," the dark leader gloated. "This Grail will be ours when we demolish Camelot and finish off Galahad."
And Galahad, defiant, said,
We will never surrender."
The heroes fight valiantly, their determination unwavering. The battlefield is a chaotic dance of steel and sorcery, each side pushing their limits. Galahad, shouting above the din, said,
"Hold that line, knights, for Camelot and for the Grail."
Galahad's voice rang out, a beacon of resolve amidst the chaos. The knights of Camelot, fueled by their leader's courage, stood firm against the onslaught. The dark leader sneered at their efforts.
"Your resistance is futile. The darkness will consume all of you."
And Faustus, commanding, said,
"Stand together, men. Let their dark magic falter before our unity, and I will attack it myself if I have to come at them with the seals of Solomon."
Indeed, Faustus's protective spells shimmered around the knights, a bulwark against the dark sorcerer's attacks from the other side. Selene, eyes glowing with an inner light, channeled the Grail's power, her hands weaving intricate patterns in the air. Selene was resolute. She chanted while weaving magic,
"The Grail's light will guide us. We cannot fall. With unity and courage, we're ever tall."
Amid the fray, Judas Iscariot stood apart, a figure of haunting resolve. His eyes blazing with malevolent fire, scanning the battlefield, he knew what he had to do. Judas said to himself, resolute,
"Today I will make the difference, and I will atone for what I have done."
As the dark forces pressed forward, Judas moved with predatory grace. His presence was a beacon of dread to the dark sorcerers, who faltered in their assault, sensing his intentions.
"It can't be. Men fall back. They've recruited Judas Iscariot from hell."
And the Camelot knights, seeing the hesitancy and then retreat, began to rally themselves to bring the fight back against the Dark Lord.
"Judas, are you daft? They're gonna cut you down."
And Selene said,
"At least don't go back to hell right now. You can still do more redemptive acts. Look how Faustus does it."
And Benedict said,
"Even the gods that don't like either suicide."
But Judas stood there unwavering, determined.
"I sought redemption, but I cannot be guaranteed salvation. I betrayed my Savior, my best friend, and heaven's judgment may be final, but at least by atoning, I can find some solace. This is not about my salvation. It never was about my salvation. It's about ensuring the Grail's power is available to all the Knights of Camelot and the world at large. Judas wills himself back to hell, allowing the hell flames to consume him while still on the earthly plane. For the Grail, for redemption, I give my life on this plane and will take my chances back in hell. But the combustion of the flames with the earthly elements created an explosion. An explosion that consumed Judas and also took almost every dark sorcerer and many of their minions. Galahad, momentarily stunned, said, "Judas, I won't let your sacrifice be in vain." The Camelot Knights rally against whomever is left, emboldened by Judas's selflessness and growth. The dark forces are defeated, and the Grail is safe. Judas's sacrifice secures their victory and teaches the group about the true meaning of redemption and that good deeds are about helping others for a greater good more than oneself.